every day here on Torah 101 Daily. We are in the parasha called Ikev, and we are journeying through the book of Deuteronomy, the retelling of the history and the commandments from Moshe, the leader of the people of Israel, on the east side of the Jordan River, before the entry into the promised land, the land of Israel. Much of this we have covered in previous studies throughout the Torah. So we are primarily reading through and giving some explanation. As we read in verse 4 of Deuteronomy 9, "Don't think to yourself, after your God has pushed them out ahead of you, it is to reward my righteousness that Adonai has brought me in to take possession of this land. No, it is because these nations have been so wicked that Adonai is driving them out ahead of you. It is not because of your righteousness or because your heart is so upright that you go in to take possession of their land, but to punish the wickedness of these nations that Adonai your God is driving them out ahead of you, and also to confirm the word which Adonai swore to your ancestors Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore understand that it is not for your righteousness that Adonai your God is giving you this good land to possess. For you are a stiff-necked people." Stiff-necked meaning stubborn. Now remember, God had declared to Pharaoh that Israel was his firstborn son, and therefore God can speak of his children in any way that he sees fit. But if anyone else speaks ill of God's firstborn son, let him be warned. Do not speak evil. Do not speak critically of the people of Israel. They are the firstborn of Adonai. Verse 9, "I had gone up the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets on which was written the covenant Adonai had made with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and nights without eating food or drinking water. Then Adonai gave me the two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God, and on them was written every word Adonai had said to you from the fire on the mountain the day of the assembly. Yes, after 40 days and nights, Adonai gave me the two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. Then Adonai said to me, 'Get up and hurry down from here, because your people whom you led out of Egypt,'" seems that both Moses and God were distancing themselves from the rebellion of the people in the golden calf incident. "So quickly have they turned aside from the way I ordered them to follow. They have made themselves a metal image." Verse 13, "Moreover, Adonai said to me, 'I have seen this people, and what a stiff-necked people they are. Let me alone so that I can put an end to them and blot out their name from under heaven. I will make of you," speaking to Moses, "a nation bigger and stronger than they.'" Moses goes on in verse 15, "I came down from the mountain. The mountain was blazing fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my hands." In the Midrash, it speaks of this act of Moses taking the two tablets. It speaks of a parable of a king's marriage broker. The parable says the king sent the broker to secure a wife for the king. But while the broker was on the road, the woman corrupted herself with another man. The broker, who is entirely innocent, took the marriage document that the king had given the broker to seal the marriage and tore it, reasoning that it would be better for the woman to be judged as an unmarried woman than as a wife. Interesting, the breaking of the commandments by Moses, the tablets, meaning that the children of Israel really weren't married to God, at least at that point, when they committed spiritual adultery in the golden calf incident. Verse 16, I looked and there you had sinned against Adonai your God. You had made yourselves a metal calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way Adonai had ordered you to follow. I seized the two tablets, threw them out of my two hands and broke them before your eyes. Then I fell down before Adonai, as I had the first time, for 40 days and nights, during which time I neither ate food nor drank water, all because of the sin you committed by doing what was evil in the sight of Adonai and thus provoking him. I was terrified that because of how angry Adonai was at you, of how heatedly displeased he was, that he would destroy you. But Adonai listened to me that time too. I took your sin, verse 21, the calf you had made, and burned it up in the fire, beat it to pieces, and ground it up still smaller until it was as fine as dust. Then I threw its dust into the stream, coming down from the mountain. You drop down to verse 26. I prayed to Adonai. I said, Adonai Elohim, don't destroy your people, your inheritance. You redeemed them through your greatness. You brought them out of Egypt with a strong hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Don't focus on the stubbornness of this people or on their wickedness or on their sin. Otherwise, the land you brought us out of will say, it is because Adonai wasn't able to bring them into the land he promised them. Notice Moshe's heart is that God would not be disrespected by the people around, by the Egyptians, for example. Verse 29, but in fact they are your people, your inheritance, whom you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm. The Torah, every day.